Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Encounter, to this altar of prophetic interventions. Yes, God intervened for us here. He fights our battle. Let this spiritual exercise of receiving God's word, prayer, and prophetic actions be the first thing you do as you wake up daily to see the dawn of a new day. Switch on your phone, tap accordingly, and receive Turning Point and do whatever we are asked to do for prophetic action of the day. After the audio, turn to the prayer booklet, also authored by me, called Turning Point Daily Devotional Prayer Booklet. Our prayer booklet is published monthly, available both in hard and soft copies. Subscribe with a token, and it shall be sent to your phone regularly for your daily engagement. And for subscription and subscription renewal, please send a chat to Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you are just joining this family or if you have not already done so. Welcome also to Wednesday, the seventh day in August 2027. 7 days. Seven is for divine rest, restoration, and completion. Then eight is the number for a new beginning. Let me combine the two in speaking to our lives today. Open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. God rested on the seventh day. You will know rest in all your areas of life. 1 Kings chapter 5 verse 4. But now the Lord has given me rest on every side. So there is neither adversary nor evil occurrence. Receive that same order of rest. Rest on all sides, in your physical body, your spiritual life, in your family life, in business, in career, in ministry, and all your life's endeavors. You will enjoy rest. Your peace shall not be disturbed. All God will speak favor into your life. The darkest part of the night is just before the dawn. I'm seeing someone. It's been dark for you, so to say. It's been difficult and challenging in different areas of life. I prophesy, welcome to your new dawn of a new day. Your dark moments are over. Get ready for a divine turnaround. It will happen soon. Then I'm hearing accommodation problem, accommodation challenges. Someone is faced with accommodation issues now. You are either have been injected or you face being injected, homeless. You need a change in your accommodation. You need a shop, office location, farm location, business location. Everyone that is described in this world of knowledge, do this. Get a key, a key holder, or anything representing the key. Raise it up and let me use it to pray for you. I prophesy, receive key to your new accommodation, to your new apartment, your new office, your new shop. You shall locate good accommodation, and money to pay shall not be a problem. God supernaturally will make resources available for you. Then I pray for all those that have been devoted, committed, and supportive of this God-given commission. You are rebroadcasting the messages daily, forwarding it to others. You pray for me, and you are praying for this commission. All our titles. You tithe personal and business tithing. You sow in seed, sacrificial seed, and our monthly seed. You have sown in tears. You shall reap in joy. For all my listeners, this week, this month, this year, you shall see the gracious hand of God. Massive harvest, overflowing surplus. You will soon be transacting business in multi-millions across the world. You will soon be sowing your tithe in several figures without struggle and without stress. God will soon take you to that level. All say amen. I receive it. All God's seven celebrants, your body prayers, be blessed, be lifted. You will live a long life and fulfill your days. Amen. Say amen. Now, I said this one a while ago. Let me say it again today. This is not a doctrine. It's not a law. No one is compelled. But it's a discovery of faith and a mighty key. On your bad day yearly, if you can sow a seed connected, related to your age, some of us are already doing so, and we are seeing the hand of God. It's a powerful key and truth, a revelation for longevity. God cannot see sacrifice and not be moved. Do as you believe and you have capacity to do. First issue for teaching and learning today. Good morning, TPGF. The question has been bothering me. Why is it so that the good I do for people, the same does not come back to me? Please, sir, help me out. Wow, I've spoken about this severally. It is good to do good. Galatians chapter 6 verse 10 says, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to all men. Then it says, especially to those in the household of faith. What's the meaning of that? That means be selective in those you do good to. Don't be like Father Christmas, just doling out gifts or money to everybody. No. In Matthew chapter 7 verse 6, Jesus Christ himself said, do not cast your pearl, that is your precious jewelry, on the swine, the pig. He will take it to the gutter. So give to those in their needs that will appreciate the good and the benevolence done to them. Then do not expect payback from the people you do good to. Consider any good you are able to do as done for God. It will bring your harvest when, where, and how you least expect it. Keep it up. When the cloud is full of rain, it will come down as mighty showers. Next, I'm a listener of the word of God. I want to know if masturbation is a sin. Wow, oh yes, it is. It is an addiction. It is immoral. It is lust or lustfulness. It is carnal. It's a bondage. Masturbation is sexual intercourse with self, with oneself. You don't masturbate without first of all fantasizing, forming an erotic image in your mind. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 5 verse 28, whosoever shall look at a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her in his heart already. Masturbation is a mind issue. So fight it. Do warfare prayers on it. It shall leave you and you shall be set free. Next, can I take my old father to my house in Abeokuta? But I am not living in that house. And considering the fact that I'm the last born of the polygamous family. Wow, I will not advise that. When my mother, for instance, was old, and I decided to relocate her from where she has always lived, her doctors advised against it, that mama will deteriorate faster if you take her out of her natural habitat and cut her off from her regular activities and her friends and neighbors. He advised that we employ a caregiver to assist mama where mama is, and then we should pay regular visit and be on call on phone to make her happy regularly. That was exactly what we did, and mama lived several many more years after. Taking old people out of their natural habitat often is counterproductive when you cut them away from what they do every day with their friends and neighbors for years. Next, good morning, Daddy. Because of my love for God, when I accepted my call as an evangelist, I told God that any day I sleep with another woman other than my wife or visit a witch doctor for solution, that he should take my life. Please, it's urgent. I thank you and more grace in Jesus' name. Wow. Let me start by saying that God, thank God that he does not answer all our prayers. If God had been answering all our prayers, many of us would not be alive to tell the story. The prayer of God, take my life, if I do this or do that, is both childish, emotional, and sentimental. To show that you love God, you don't need to make Jephthah's vow. Hope you know the story of Jephthah in the Bible. When Jephthah vowed to God that if I go to this battle and you back me up to win, on my return, whoever and whatever come out first in my house to welcome me, I will sacrifice to you. Unfortunately for him, as he returned from that victory, his only daughter, no son, no other daughter, came dancing to welcome a victorious father. When he saw her, he tore her clothes. He was sad, but cannot take back the vow. He sacrificed his only daughter. God did not ask him to make such a vow. It was excessive zeal based on emotion. What a big lesson here. You don't need to impress God or bribe God by saying, if I do this or that, kill me. No, to show that you love God, serve Him with all your heart, serve Him sacrificially. Hate what God hates and love what God loves. Be completely obedient and devoted to God. Listeners, stop making Jephthah's vow. Don't be childish and sentimental in relating with God. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Let what is blessing you bless those on your contact. Today is the Prayer Mountain service at our Abuja Center, as announced yesterday. 12 to 2 p.m., Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market. For more information, telephone 0806-133-2800. Tomorrow is the Prayer Mountain. Tomorrow, Thursday, in Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Osogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, Anuyo. It will be held simultaneously. 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. All those in those cities, please be there. Prayer focus this week on Prayer Mountain is operating in surplus. No more lack in your life. Bring things connected to your outfit, careers, and whatever you do for a living. There shall be no lack in anyone's life anymore. Now, pay your tithe and sow your seed. The seed of 888 we are sowing this month. TPGF members and listeners in United Kingdom, those of you that earn money in pound sterling, we prefer you to pay your pound sterling into the Turning Point Global HSBC account just opened in UK. For more information, send an SMS or a chat to Pastor Adeola. Adeola is on 074-111-28401. Do so. We communicate to you the correct number and telephone details. Pay, and that will help us and save us some money on the commissions being charged by PayPal. Do yours directly to HSBC account in UK. I speak to everyone's life today. The power of God, the grace of God will be heavy on you. You will not have less than we are prophesying here. The prayer I pray for you, the one you pray for yourself, shall result into testimonies for you. May God give you a divine cover. Send angels in form of men and men in form of angels to help you out. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, answer, truly blessed. Bye.